Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-611-2050. That's 800-611-2050. 800-611-2050.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
You have no idea how happy I am to be here with you today. And part of my great joy is that I have been meeting wonderful people that I invited to come to meet with me, which was one purpose, and an overriding purpose, to meet the newest, trendiest, spanky delicious hotel in New York City. It opened November 15th, 2016, so it is truly brand new. And it's like no hotel you've ever been in. And everybody I have brought over to visit with me today is somebody who is a professional in travel and tourism. And I wish you could have been here for everybody's remarks. Some of the remarks you will hear in the interviews that I have done with, for instance, John Kleitos, the vice president of Homeric Tours, and others who have come in and said, wow, this is quite a space. Oh, the chairman for at least 13 years or more of New York Restaurant Week, Tracy Neporent, who is a mover and shaker with his brother Drew Neporent in Myriad Restaurant Group. They own Tribeca Grill. They own all the Nobu restaurants. They own Batard. I mean, they are just sophisticated people when it comes to travel, tourism, and hospitality. And you had to hear him just going on and on about what a space. In fact, describing the view outside the window as what you might see if you went to a Broadway show, and the set and the story was set in New York City, and you would be looking at what you're seeing out these gorgeous windows or going out on the balcony to appreciate it even more. So I am just thrilled that I have with me David Price. And David is the Vice President of Operations for the Marshall Hotels and Resorts, which is a management company. And maybe you're not so familiar with what a management company does. So we're going to talk with David now. It's a pleasure.
Hi, good to meet you.
It's a pleasure. How long have you been with Marshall Hotels and Resorts?
I've been with Marshall Hotels and Resorts now for a little over 3 years.
What did you do before?
Same thing I was doing before for another company. Same thing I'm doing now, but in a different part of the world.
What part of the world?
Based in New Jersey, but had hotels from Florida to Maine.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Anybody you want to mention, or you'll tell me in the commercial break?
I'll tell you in the commercial break.
Okay. All right. How long have you been involved with hotels and resorts professionally?
30 years.
A newcomer.
Yeah, I'm a newcomer.
Okay. And have you always done what you do in the U.S., or have you bopped around the world?
I've always done it in the U.S. I haven't done anything internationally. But I have worked all over the United States doing this.
And what is it that the Marshall Hotels and Resorts Company does?
Well, we're almost exclusively a third-party management company. The company was founded about 50 years ago by Charles Marshall, and now it's run by his son, Mike Marshall, who's the chief executive officer. We have about 60 hotels. It's always growing.
Where are the hotels located?
Most of the hotels are located along the eastern seaboard. And I have a few hotels in Cleveland. I'm responsible primarily for New York City area, I got a couple in Cleveland, a few in Atlanta. We have a large concentration in Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Virginia, and in the Carolinas. We just picked up a couple in Connecticut and one in Yonkers. So, I mean, we're growing. I've had six hotels added to my portfolio this year.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Very impressive. So what does your company do for a hotel that comes your way?
You know, we're a full-service management company. We can get involved at the development end in the beginning like we did with this hotel. And I think we did a great job launching
this hotel, being the Burnick Hotel, located on East 47th Street between 3rd Avenue and Lexington Avenue, but closer to the 3rd Avenue end of the street. And this was a new build, wasn't it?
It was a brand new build from the ground up. And, you know, it's an owner that has done real estate their whole lives and had never done a hotel before, and they got us involved.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. And I have to give them a round of applause because I am a travel person. And far too often, real estate developers see the value in building and opening a hotel, but they really, while they understand the real estate business, they don't understand the travel business. They don't understand hotel management. They don't understand what you need to do to be successful. And when they're really clever, they will find a company that's going to come in and do that day-to-day operational oversight to make it stay on track and grow and prosper and be what travelers need it to be.
That's right. And you know, it's a real necessity. You know, for this hotel, the Burnick, and it's named after the owner. He had no idea what he wanted to name his hotel, and we got David involved in a branding company.
And that would be David Lopez,
the general manager. And we had come up with the name right when David came in, and David kind of picked up the ball and ran with it from there. And
that's David.
Yeah. It's
no grass is growing under his feet.
There is none. And the hotel opened in November, and by December we were through the roof. I can't tell you how excited we are about the prospects of this hotel.
Well, let me tell you what happened. This is the second time we're staying here. And the first time I think we were here two or three nights, and this week we're here a little bit longer because we're busy visiting with people. And this is, you want to hold court? We're having a reception here this evening. I know the people are just going to blow their minds when they come into this
space. Well, I hope you're having a Laura host it for you.
Oh, of course they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, of course they are. They're marvelous. And I've had him on the air with me twice already. But when we arrived the other day, and I came into the reception area to check in, there was a gentleman standing at the reception desk, and he said, "Who can I talk to about long-term rates?" And the person said, "Oh, I have somebody I will call and have her come up to chat with you. How long a period are you looking at?" He said, "Well, it could be 3 to 6 months." Now, you have somebody come to a brand new hotel, stay there as a guest on whatever, a night or two, a week or whatever, and be in the lobby wanting to take a long-term stay. If that isn't Julia Childs telling you you just cooked a great meal, I don't know what is.
I'm telling you.
That's, you know, that is the height of complimentary.
It is. And this particular hotel, the staff here has a culture like very few do. I mean, they're very service oriented. They've been trained. A lot of effort has gone into making the team be what it is. And really, a hotel takes on the life of the people that work in it.
Oh, yeah.
And if you put the right people in place and you allow them to do what they do best and they're happy doing it, it spreads and people feel like it's home.
And then you go into Allura, and the restaurant, with its owner management, Elio Albanese. And Elio, I mean, he, if you want to talk about a character, you can't be unhappy in his presence.
What, you better believe it.
That's his catchphrase for all things.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. So, in fact, I left him a message on his cell phone last week. because I've invited some key people in travel media and travel and tourism professionals to come this evening to introduce them to the hotel, because I'm very high on this hotel. The place is wonderful, and I know they're going to enjoy it. And I called Elio, and I said, I'd like you to cater it. But I got his voicemail, and I said, I hope you can do it. You better believe it.
Only he says it about 3 decibels higher than
that. Yeah, and about 40 times in a sentence.
Yeah.
But, no, he's great fun. And I wish you had been here earlier, but you're going to have an opportunity to listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams and Travelers 411, and if you can't catch it on radio because it's inconvenient time and you're out and about, you'll be able to find the show's podcast for a year and archive forever and ever. And I particularly want you to listen to the interview I did with Tracy Nieport from the Myriad Restaurant Group, the old Nobu and Batard and I can't even think, oh, Tribeca Grill. Why do I keep leaving that out, you know? And they have very fancy partners like Sean Penn and Robert De Niro. And I had him come here because he usually, his office is, he likes to be anchored at the Tribeca Grill, which is way downtown in the Battery Park area, in Tribeca area. And he came up here to 47th Street, walked in the door, looked at the space and said, this is gorgeous.
Stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we'll be right back.
It's candlelight and chandelier. It's silver plate and crystal clear. But it's serenade and saraband. The night's
it's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach, and have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio. Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
The newest, trendiest, spanky delicious hotel in New York City. It opened November 15th, 2016, so it is truly brand new. So I am just thrilled that I have with me David Price, and David is the Vice President of Operations for the Marshall Hotels and Resorts. John Kleinos, the Vice President of Homeric Tours, who I've known for 150 years, was before he left, he was already planning to have a reception here. And you had to listen to him, because you're ultimate salesman. He's saying to me, well, look at the location. Here you are in, you know, Midtown, the East Side, easy to get to, wonderful neighborhood, beautiful space, perfect place to launch a product, perfect place to, you know, invite people where you want to introduce them to what your company's doing. But, you know, I wouldn't put my reputation on the line and invite a bunch of people I think are fabulous to a place I thought was not so fabulous.
Well, I know it's fabulous, and I appreciate your confidence.
Oh, completely. I mean, when I walked in here the first time, but I had David on the air, I'm going to say back in June of 2016, when the launch date was July, it was moved to August, it was moved to September. It's not easy in a place like New York City to get all the building inspectors through and all the permits lined up and, you know, all the contractors to do what they're supposed to do. And if this guy doesn't come in and put that in, then the next guy can't come in till the first guy gets done, and he's busy doing whatever, and it's not an easy story. We built a house. Now, you can't compare building a house that's got 3.5 bathrooms to a hotel that's got 96 accommodations and Lord knows what all else, and elevators and all this stuff that you have to deal with in the house. I thought I'd lose my mind with that house. I was told it would take 3 months, and it took from October until the following June.
Mm.
So what is that, 9, 10 months, something?
Yeah.
It was a nightmare. So, you know, I understood. And the management team here was so focused on not accepting halfway measures. Everything had to be perfect. And when you talk with people and they're sharing with you the detail that's going into making this place special. And I remember, I saw you interested in the postcards about my novel, Rumors. David Lopez, the general manager here at the Burnick Hotel, David and I were having a conversation, and I don't know, I said something about my book. Oh, he asked me if I could be available on a certain day. I said, no, I'm doing a Barnes & Noble appearance. And so, no, I can't do it that day. And he said, what are you doing? And I told him, and then he went online to BarnesandNoble.com and to Amazon.com and looked at the book cover. And he said, you know, the cover of your book is reminiscent of the art in our hotel. And that resulted in an order being placed so that there were books available for the penthouse suite, for VIP guests, for accommodations. And I thought that was so cool.
Yeah, Dave's that kind of guy.
So, there's a story out there that has been picked up by all the major wire services, and now the secondary services that take their news from the wire services are picking the story up. And the headline is, New York City's new Burnick Hotel spreads rumors about Stephanie Abrams, novelist and travel expert. And so the book's title is Rumors. That's where it all fits together. Is it cool, no?
Yeah, it is.
So, now that the hotel has opened, and it did open on November 16th, and I want to say we were here early December, and I said, well, you know, I've got to invite people that I know, because I have this wonderful network of influencers of travel, where people go and who goes, and I said, geez, I would love to introduce all of them to this place, and that's why we came back here, to be able to do that, and how lucky that you happened to be roaming about.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to learn more about the other hotels in the Marshall Hotels and Resorts group. And we need to have a private conversation, I think, so that you can fill me in. But are there any hotels in the group that I would, you know, recognize off the bat, or that you think are particularly unusual?
You know, we just had another four-star hotel open in Nomad.
Where
it was
that?
The old Hotel Grand Union on 32nd Street between Park and Madison.
Okay.
And it's open to just really, really great opening accolades. I got to tell you, it's kind of opposite here. Here's kind of laid-back elegance and
right. Casual.
There's real hip. And
this is chic and trendy.
Yeah, and there it's real hip. And, you know, they got
What's the name of it? Great lounge.
HGU, a New York hotel.
HGU?
A New York hotel.
What does HGU stand for?
It used to be the Hotel Grand Union.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah. So it's reopened, and, you know,
is that one of the, you know, every time I talk to a hotelier, they're either about to do a refurbishment, in the middle of a refurbishment, or they just finished a refurbishment. And the dollar figures that they throw out on what they spent to do this are always staggering numbers. You know, it's $20 million, $50 million, $100 million, $75 million. It's like, and I always say, you know, you shouldn't have come to us. We would have done it for half. But when you have a hotel that has gone through, a major reimagination, and they have opened, there's a bit of a challenge, because some people remember it as it was and, you know, don't even want to spend their time to find out, what is it now?
Well, I have to tell you, this is nothing like it was. This was a total reinvention. We had, the owner actually shut the hotel down for a period of about 12 to 15 months.
Wow.
And, you know, before it was a 2.5-star hotel. Now it's a 4-star hotel.
How many accommodations does it have?
It has 90 rooms. Beautiful hotel. Really cool artwork throughout. All New York artwork by New York artists.
That's always a wonderful thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's always
fantastic.
A wonderful thing.
It's just got a great vibe when you go in there.
Well, you and I, sir, and if you've just joined us now here at the end, Mr. David Price, there's an avenue named after you in Baltimore, by the way. Price Avenue. I had a cousin who lived there, grew up there, who is the vice president of operations for Marshall Hotels and Resorts. You got to give me a real education on what's in your portfolio, and just maybe we could spend some time with the general managers, take a walk around, see what it's like, get to know the place, because believe it or not, people, hard as it is to believe, there are times when New York City hotels sell out. There are times when you can't find a place to stay, and when that happens, you don't just want to throw a dart at the map and say, okay, we'll stay there, because sometimes you're not getting what you're expecting. So I love to hear about places that are well run, well managed, and investing in the next experience of the next traveler who checks in. David, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. This has been a sheer delight. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own business? Do you want to have more control of your income? Then now is the time to start and grow a business. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded, I have bit the dust, I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. So join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio. Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Oh, so much to share with you. And I got a lot on my mind today. So let's start with a couple of things that I watched on TV. I watched our new president talk about how America doesn't have one high-speed railroad train. And I heard Japan, through the Prime Minister of Japan, offer to set up shop and assist America in creating high-speed trains. So let me just give you some information. Firstly, it generally troubles me that we innovate amazing things, even amazing medical things like MRI equipment and whatnot, all that developed in the U.S. and manufactured outside the U.S., and then they sell it back to us. Here's the deal with the high-speed train. We have the technology. We have the people to create high-speed trains. And in fact, higher-speed trains are in the process of being developed by Amtrak. We have trains that are called Acela, A-C-E-L-A. They don't run all over the country. They run between Boston and New York and New York and Washington, D.C. The top speed that Acela trains reach is 150 miles an hour. Part of the reason that the average isn't higher is that these trains are going through towns and cities and villages, and they have to slow down for that stuff. But there's a bigger issue about high-speed trains. There's a bigger issue about all of our trains. And the bigger issue is not the train. Well, there's two issues. One is that Congress is not always warm and fuzzy to the budget that Amtrak needs to provide this wonderful service to U.S. travelers. So they need to kick loose with some money. But aside from that, less than 30% of the tracks that Amtrak runs on are owned by Amtrak. Over 70% of the track that when you get on an Amtrak train to go someplace wonderful, and there is some wonderful. Ah, yes, there's some wonderful. No matter where you live, fly in, drive in, get yourself to Chicago. And pick up one of the trains. What are they called? The Empire Builder is one. I can't remember the names of all the trains. They go to Seattle. They go to Emeryville, which is like right on the bay, San Francisco Bay. And from there you take, you know, either you rent a car or you take BART, the Bay Area Rapid Transport into downtown San Francisco. And if you're staying in San Francisco, you don't need a car. Most cities, you don't need a car. All you do is you pay for renting it and then pay for parking it. There's one that goes to Salt Lake City. It's very cool. But one of the problems Amtrak has, forget going high speed, how about just arriving on time, is that the 70-something percent of the track that Amtrak's trains go on, those tracks are owned by American companies and some of them by Canadian companies. So when a freight car is coming through from XYZ train company who owns the track, let me ask you, what do you think their executives decide when there's an Amtrak train coming down the line and they've got a freight car that's going a mile an hour that needs to access the rail? They'll divert the Amtrak train out onto a side rail or have them just slow down behind and wait it out while they give preference to the trains they own, riding along on the tracks they own. So you can build a train that goes 600 miles an hour and, you know, the sound of the speed of sound. If it has to stop because a freight train gets preference, that's going to slow you down a tad, don't you think? And what would be required, really, would be to buy land, condemn land, public domain, take over land, put in tracks that are owned by Amtrak, and then you can put a train on that'll go any speed you want it to and arrive whenever you want it to. The other thing is, have you noticed we're a big country? Approximately 3,000 miles east-west and 1,500 miles north-south. So our trains tend to go some serious distances. When people talk about the train in Shanghai, which I have been on, remarkably enough, from downtown Shanghai in China to the airport, you go something like, oh, I forget how many miles it is. It isn't that far. I want to say, I don't know, maybe it's 20 miles, 30 miles, if it's that far. It could be less. Well, we'll look it up in the commercial break. Maybe I get somebody here in the control room. You want to look up how far the distance is from Shanghai to the airport on that high-speed train? You do the run in 7 minutes. And it works its way up in speed, and then it has to slow down so it can stop. So for a portion of that 7 minutes, it's going something close to 250 miles an hour. Something like that. And in no time, you're downtown. But there was nothing there. I mean, you know, if they had to condemn some... Shanghai, have you been to Shanghai, people? It's a remarkable city. You wouldn't know that you were in China. Because, first of all, as a visitor to China, you only get to see what they want you to see. And you are very well controlled. And please do not forget that they are a communist country, although they have been dabbling in what many like to call capunism. 18 and a half miles? Yeah, okay. I thought it was 19, but then I thought in my brain, that doesn't sound right. But yeah, it is right. Okay, so, you know, they have found you can make money in capitalism, but it's still controlled by the Communist Party. So you got a dictator and the little merry band of dictators, something we learn more about every day. And it's easy to get things done when you're the dictator. Because with one swipe of the pen, you make it be whatever you want it to be. And in China, I sailed on the Three River Gorge Dam on the inaugural sailing of Viking River Cruises when they first started cruising there. I don't know, it's about, what, 8 years ago, 9 years ago, something like that. And we managed to learn from people who would have been, you know, sent off and never seen again, how that dam was built. They brought down people north of the mountains from these little villages. They gave them a place to sleep. They fed them. They put them to work. If they got injured or killed in the process, and many did, they got sent home or buried. They got paid something like $150 a month, and if they didn't squander that because their food and board was... you know, room and board was taken care of, they sent the money home. So in their little villages, the families of workers on the Three River Gorge Dam were, you know, they had the only satellite dish and TV in the village, and everybody would pile in their house at night, something like the 1950s when people piled into the home of somebody who had a television to watch Milton Berle or somebody. There is really no serious concern about an injured worker because they're more where they came from. And all along the river of the Three Rivers, the rivers of the Three River Gorge Dam, they were raising the level of the rivers, and I think it was going to, I forget how many, how tall they were going to raise the river. But there were many villages that were already underwater, and they picked the people up and moved them to brand new cities that they built. And the brand new cities, every apartment had a salvaged air conditioning unit that came out, that looked like it came out of an old hotel in Miami from 1950. It was hysterical. See, a brand new building and these old rusty 12-inch square air conditioning units stuck in the wall. I'm going to take a quick break and come right back. Don't leave me.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's Ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Biz Talk Radio.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm so glad I'm with you today. I'm going to bring you up to date on some things. I'm going to talk about the One China story. I have been to China. It is a repressive society. The first thing our guide told us was we were loaded into a bus and we were going to visit the Great Hall of the People and the Forbidden City. You know, the Forbidden City concept kind of, in my experience, reminded me of the first time I went to Paradise Island in the Bahamas. Because the Forbidden City, before I got there and hadn't experienced it, sounded to me like the Secret Garden. Like some place that you had to travel some distance to, and there it was, clandestine and shrouded by lots of trees and maybe a big wall. The Forbidden City is right in the middle of everything. Cars and a million motor scooters whirling about, a huge wide street, and Tiananmen Square is right in front of it. Which, as you may, if you're not old enough to remember, go Google Tiananmen Square Massacre. That's when the Chinese government got ticked off with Chinese university students who were expressing their negative opinion about governmental issues. And they came in and mowed them down. There were a million students in that square. Can you imagine a square big enough to hold a million people? It's all concrete. And then there's this big wide street, huge wide street, a million lanes wide. And on the other side of the street, lined up with Tiananmen Square and the Forbidden City, there was the Great Hall of the People. And I was lucky in that when I was there, there was no governmental business underway, and so we were able to go in and tour around. Interestingly, I was there when the Pope of the time passed away. And it was raining every day, a little bit of the day. I think it was 3-4 days in Beijing.
And it rained a little bit every day. And we had a car, a driver, and an English-speaking Chinese guide. And every time we went to go somewhere, we'd wind up going down that big wide street past the Great Hall of the People, Tiananmen Square, and Forbidden City. We must have passed that square four times a day, coming and going. And every time we drove past, there were 20 people, 10 people, 50 people, depending on the time of day, all out there, some of the time with their umbrellas up when it was raining. I got to recognize some of the umbrellas because they were interesting patterns. So, you know, some of the same people just came and hung out. And after two or three days of seeing this, they're just standing. There's a pole or a lamppost or something. They're just standing right near the road, this big wide roadway, on the concrete. And I finally said to the guide, why are those people standing there? Because it wasn't like they were waiting for a bus. Why would those same umbrellas be there 5 hours later? 3 hours later, the next day. And his answer was, well, China is a big country, and when people come who live in distant villages and cities and towns, they come here to pay their respects to the ancient emperors and whatever. So they stand there to give homage to governmental whatever. Comes a revolution, I finally figured it out. I was watching, first of all, you couldn't get Larry King on CNN at the time, so that's the era that this happened in. And that's because he had had the Dalai Lama as a guest, so he was banned. But they did get CNN, and somebody was giving a report. And this was at the point when the Pope had passed away maybe 5 days before. So they pretty much had run out of stuff to say about the Pope's death. And they were looking for new angles to talk about the Pope's death without repeating what they just said for 3 days. And so what they did was they went to Rome, Paris, Dublin, New York City. And in each city, some reporter would make a little speech about how the Pope is being honored and remembered in each of these cities around the world. And I was getting dressed to go to dinner, had the TV on CNN, and this is what I heard next. So after they finished talking about New York City and St. Patrick's Cathedral and whatever, whatever, the reporter says, and in Beijing, and the screen went black for about 2.5 minutes. And when it came back on, they were no longer talking about the Pope. And that's when it clicked in my brain. Those people standing in Tiananmen Square with their umbrellas open in the deluge and closed when it was just misty or whatever, were there. They were Catholics. That was the only way that they could mourn together, was to stand in a public place. If you go into the Great Hall of the People, you'll find a Formosa room. And it's pretty much empty, because there's a room that represents every province in China. And the mainland of China is waiting for Taiwan, which was called Formosa prior to that, to come home and be actively part of the Chinese government. Taiwan, I have been there. Lively, energetic, wonderful, fabulous place to visit. Taipei, the capital city, is marvelous. The countryside is amazing. It's a democratic society. Those people would be very unhappy being ruled by the one China that got recognized by the UN and they kind of got ignored. On the island of Taiwan, the side that faces eastward has caves in the mountain where they have airplanes, fighter planes, stored away, kept ready for action in case they are ever attacked by China. It's clear if you visit Taiwan, there is no interest in the people or the government, a democratic government in Taiwan, to play nice and footsie with mainland China. So keep that in mind. In the meantime, we got so much more to talk about. So I want you to stay with me. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.